Carol, are people aware of juice jacking, or they become unknowing victims? How does it happen? What can they do to try to safeguard themselves?
I think people are becoming increasingly aware of bad things that can happen when you use public charging stations. So that's one thing I'm trying to do is get the word out that when you use a public charging station, someone might have been there before you and installed some device that's going to suck out your data or possibly steal your identity. So people need to be very aware.
How commonplace is this?
Hard to say how commonplace, but if it happens to you, if you're the one person it happens to, it can ruin your day.
So the advice is to charge your phone thoroughly, bring a charger with you, find an alternative means to charge, and so on?
Yes, and actually it's quite simple. Generally, these public charging stations offer an AC outlet, and so if you plug in with your AC outlet, you'll be safe because that's just one-way communication. The danger occurs is when you plug your USB directly into a USB socket. That's allowing two-way data exchange, and that's where the bad actors can install malware into your device or pull data out of your device. So use the AC outlet.
So your advice would be that charging stations only have the outlets and not the other?
That's the only one I would use, the AC outlet.
How long has this been going on? How long has this been a problem, ever since the invention of smartphones?
I would say criminals are generally pretty close behind innovation. So I would say once the USB port was invented, bad guys were figuring out ways to put their bad stuff in the USB port. So I think people are just now becoming aware that it's a problem, and they should just be very careful and not use a USB as their charging outlet. They should use the AC outlet.
You know, when both of us were growing up, I think we heard the term arms race. Now I guess it's a technological theft race, isn't it?
Yes, we actually are fighting that new kind of warfare. It's cyber war. And unfortunately, cyber doesn't cost very much. So we have hackers and rogue states that are stealing data and identity and stealing military secrets or working to install malware into our system. So it's very important that everyone be cyber secure and cyber aware. And just because something is convenient doesn't mean it's safe.
Overall, do you feel that in some respects smartphones are more of a hassle than they're worth, or no, they're invaluable and it's just a matter of being discreet and realizing you can be a victim at any time?
Yes, you need to protect what's valuable. You always try to protect your wallet, and now technology is like a wallet. Someone's trying to steal your phone or your data. Just like you've always had to keep your wallet and your purse secure, you have to keep your phone secure. It's a valuable instrument.
Have you had any particular problems with some of your clients?
They've been hacked, but it's part of just keeping them aware and trying to provide good security and keeping your device up to date, installing patches, making sure that you do all the software patches. If there is a glitch or an opening in your software, you want to get it fixed straight away.
Okay.
Be cautious in how you use it.